Who is the owner, proprietor, lessee, or landlord of these premises? He said to Nobby.
What's that? Said the small guard. Landlord? Well, I suppose Charlie here is in charge tonight. Why?
He indicated a large, heavy-set man whose face was a net of scars. Its owner paused in the act of spreading the dirt more evenly around some glasses by means of a damp cloth, and gave Carrot a conspiratorial wink.
Charlie, this is Carrot, said Nobby. He's stopping along of Rosy Palms.
What, every night?
Said Charlie. Carrot cleared his throat.
If you are in charge, he intoned, then it is my duty to inform you that you are under arrest.
Arrest of what, friend?
Said Charlie, still polishing.
Under arrest, said Carrot, with a view to the presentation of charges to wit 1, brackets I, that on or about the 18th groon, at a place called the Mended Drum, Filigree Street, you did A, serve, or B, did cause to serve alcoholic beverages after the hours of 12, midnight, contrary to the provisions of the Public Ale Houses, Opening, Act of 1678, and 1, brackets, 2 I's, on or about 18th groon, at a place called the Mended Drum, Filigree Street, you did serve or did cause to serve alcoholic beverages in containers other than of a size and capacity laid down by aforesaid act, and 2, brackets I, that on or about 18th groon, at a place called the Mended Drum, Filigree Street, you did allow customers to carry unsheathed edge weapons of a length greater than 7 inches, contrary to section 3 of said act, and 2, brackets 2 I's, that on or about 18th groon, at a place called the Mended Drum, Filigree Street, you did serve alcoholic beverages in premises apparently unlicensed for the sale and or consumption of said beverages, contrary to section 3 of the aforesaid act. There was a dead silence, as Carrot turned over another page and went on. It is also my duty to inform you that it is my intention to lay evidence before the justices with a view to the consideration of charges under the Public Foregatherings, brackets Gambling Act, 1567, the Licensed Premises, brackets Hygiene Acts, of 1433, 1456, 1463, 1465, and 1470 through 1690, and also... He glanced sideways at the librarian, who knew trouble when he heard it coming and was hurriedly trying to finish his drink. The Domestic and Domesticated Animals, brackets Care and Protection Act, 1673.
The silence that followed held a rare quality of breathless anticipation as the assembled company waited to see what would happen next. Charlie carefully put down his glass, whose smears had been buffed up to a brilliant shine, and looked down at Nobby. Nobby was endeavouring to pretend that he was totally alone and had no connection whatsoever with anyone who might be standing next to him, and coincidentally wearing an identical uniform.
"What do you mean, justices?" he said to Nobby. "There ain't no justices."
Nobby gave a terrified shrug.
"New, is he?"
said Charlie.
"Make it easy on yourself," said Carrot. "This is nothing personal, you understand?"
said Charlie to Nobby.
"It's just a what's-her-name... Had a wizard in here the other night talking about it, sort of bendy educational thing, you know."
He appeared to think for a moment.
Learning curve, that was it. It's a learning curve. Detritus, get your big stony arse over here a moment.
Generally about this time in the Mended Drum someone throws a glass, and in fact this now happened.